I grew up as a teenager in the time when Elvis Presley was the idol of the pop culture of his time.
在我长大的时候，在十几岁的时候，在那个时候，猫王是这个流行音乐的一个偶像。
And you know that Elvis Presley is the king of the rock and roll, and somehow the Hong Kongese call him the king of the cats.
对，知道的话，他猫王的话也是 rock and roll 的这个偶像级人物。
And he has a very unusual music style and a charismatic style that drew crowd and fans by thousands all over the world.
他的这个演出的这个风格和他的这个有魅力的这个表演吸引了成千上万的在世界上各地的。
And every time he performed, the concert hall was filled to capacity.
他每次在表演的时候，整个会场上都是满满都是人。
And people falling from stairway, and people stand over doorways.
但是发现人的话，不但是挤在楼梯上一个地方，也会挤在这个门口，满满的。
And Elvis has a very unique feature.
那 Elvis 呢，他有一个非常特别的一个点。
And first of all, he has a very thick and sleek and black hair.
他的头发呢是非常的茂盛茂密。
And then grease backward.
他也会好像从往后滑动。
And all the young people try to imitate him.
很多的年轻人都想来模仿他。
And when he sing, his upper body was swaying from side to side.
在他唱的时候，他的身体的上半部呢是从一边又有一。
And his finger pointing to all the direction in rapid movements.
他可以在身体可以各个方向的很快的移动。
And his hip was gyrating in a way that make the girl crazy.
他的臀部也可以扭动的很快，可以让很多年轻的这个女的歌迷会非常的疯狂。
And during the concert, he sometimes just threw away his handkerchief.
所以他在这个表演的时候，很多时候这个手绢都会丢扔出去。
And the ladies jumping up and down to try to catch it.
在这个他扔出这个手绢的时候呢，这个听众女听众的话会跳出来去争取去抢到那个手绢。
And for those who get the handkerchief, they shout, they cry. You cannot tell whether they shout and cry or laugh.
如果那些女听众女 fans 他们如果拉到这个手绢的话，他们会不停的叫，也会不停的笑，不停的哭，你都很难知道他到底是在笑还是在哭。
And once in a while, he stretch out his hand to the audience, and those girls just jump and try to touch it.
那有些时候呢，他可能会把他的手，猫王都会把他的手伸出去。那些女歌迷的话会疯狂的去要去触摸他的手。
And the girl happened to have the opportunity to touch his hand, all of a sudden swoon.
如果这些歌迷要是如果能够 touch 他的手的话，他好像像会晕倒过去一样。
And when she wake up, she vowed to not wash her hand for a few days.
如果她晕倒醒来以后的话，她会决定会说我的手一定不洗了。
And proudly tell her friend that I have touched Elvis.
然后他们就会非常激动地告诉他的朋友说：“哇，我已经碰到了猫王的手。”
Now 2,000 years ago, the writer of the Gospel of Mark captured a similar scene.
在2000年之前，马可福音的作者他也记录了一个很类似的一个事件。
And it observed a different kind of the power of touch.
他记录的是另外一种触摸的能力。
One day, the disciples led along a blind man to the presence of Jesus who was in the village in the city of Bethsaida.
有一天呢，有一群人带着一个瞎子来到耶稣的面前。在那个时候，耶稣他正在一个地方，一个叫做伯赛大的地方。
And the disciple pleaded to Jesus, saying that Jesus touch this man for he's blind.
他的门徒就请求耶稣说，耶稣，请你来触摸这个瞎子，来医治他。
And Jesus didn't say anything.But hold this blind man by the hand and leave the village away from the crowd.
那耶稣他一句话也没说，他就拉着这个瞎子的手，把他领到了村子外面。
Now, if the story just stopped right here, and this blind man still have a lot of things to boast about.
如果这个故事就停在这个地方的话，我想其实这个瞎子已经有很多的事情他可以来吹嘘的了。
And he can say to the friend.I have touched Jesus. I have touched Jesus.
他已经可以吹嘘说他对他的朋友吹嘘说，我已经触摸到了耶稣，我触摸到了耶稣。
Because as Jesus holding his hand, he feels secure.
因为当主耶稣在抓住他的手的时候， 他感到了很稳固。
And for the first time in his life, he felt security in his heart.
他在第一次在他的生命当中，他感到了安全，感到了稳固。
And there was no danger of falling.
在他里感受到没有危险。
And no possibility of tripping.
他也感受到了没有任何的事。
You know, when I sick, I do two things.
知道当我生病的时候，我做两件事情。
First, I pray to God that give the wisdom to the doctor and the skilled nurse.
那我在生病的时候，我祷告两件事情。第一件事情就是我向主来祷告，求主赐给我看病的医生或者是护士，给他们智慧。
And secondly, I will follow doctor's prescription and take the medicine on time.
那另一件事情我做的就是。我按照医生的叮嘱，那个按时的来吃药。
But Jesus' miracle healing is instant and also without intermediary.
我们看到主耶稣他的治疗是立即的，而且不需要借助任何其他的事物。
Now after Jesus took this blind man by the hand and go to the place away from the crowd, and Jesus took the next step.
我们看到当主耶稣牵着这个瞎子的手。把他带到村外远离人群的地方，他做了一件第二，他做了的第二件事情。
And first of all, he spit on this blind man's face.
第一，他做的这件事情就是他吐唾沫在这个瞎子的脸上。
I just don't understand. This really offend our sensibilities.
我想我真是很难理解这是为什么，因为这好像对人来说都是一个好像很会冒犯人的一个举动。
And in today's culture, I believe it also in Jesus' time, and it's a really very shameful and degrading insult.
我想不论是在我们现在的时候还是在耶稣的时间，这样的一个举动的话都是一个非常的让人侮辱人的一个举动。
But from the scripture we know this is not Jesus' purpose.
但是我们从这个经文当中我们知道，因为主耶稣他要做的并不是要来侮辱这个人，羞辱这个人。
Jesus want to heal.
主耶稣他想做的是治疗。
And the second thing that Jesus did was to touch this man.
那主耶稣在做的第二件事情就是按手在这个瞎子的身上。
And I'm very interesting, fascinating to find out Jesus ministered to him in private.
我很吃惊，很惊奇的看到主耶稣对他的治疗是在一个没有外人在的一个环境下进行的。
And this is quite contrary to today's miracle healer. They do it in public and on the TV.
这和我们所看到的很多一些治疗的师他的做法是不一样的，因为现在很多那些有治疗的作用的这些人，他们都是在大庭广众之下，在电视上来举行这个他的治疗的。
Now when Jesus touched this man immediately he could see.
当我们看到主耶稣他把他的手按在这个瞎子身上的时候，这个瞎子他立刻就可以看见。
And he looked at Jesus, and Jesus asked him, "What do you see?"
他抬头一看，主耶稣问他说：“你看见什么？”
And then the blind man said, "I see people, but like trees moving around."
这瞎子回答说：“我看见人，好像树木一样，而且行走。”
Now what a dramatic change in his life!
这是一个多么巨大的改变！
He was blind, and now he can see.
他曾经是瞎眼的，现在他可以看见。
He had lived in a perpetual darkness, and his eyes are useless.
他以前完全生活在一片黑暗当中，他的眼是毫无作用的。
And he could see nothing.
他没有办法看见任何的东西。
But now he had vision.
但是现在他可以有视力，他可以看见。
And although his vision is not sharp, it's dim and blurred.
尽管他的视力还不是那么清楚，还是模糊的。
But in this case, he was able to discern the forms around him.
但是不管怎么讲，他可以能够看清楚形状。
And he could detect what is light and what's the shadow.
而且他可以看到什么是光明，什么是黑暗。
And he doesn't need any people to hold his hand anymore.
他也不再需要有人来牵着他的手行走。
And they did not need the cane anymore.
他也不再需要一个好像拐杖一样的来
行走。And he can move about all by his own.
他可以完全自己自由的来行走。
Now the Bible always uses blindness as a metaphor for the fallen state of humanity.
我们看到这个圣经当中经常用瞎眼来做一个比喻，比喻人的一个堕落的一个状况。
And all of us are born blind.
我想我们所有的人，我们都是生来是瞎眼的。
And we have scales in our eyes.
我们在我们的眼睛中，我们没有办法能够看见被挡住了。
The spiritual darkness shroud around us.
我们的灵性，我们被灵性的黑暗所遮蔽。
We cannot see the spiritual vision.
我们没有一个属灵的眼睛。
We are not able to see the kingdom of God.
我们也没有办法能够看到神的国度。
And no one can use their sheer will to make his eye open.
我看到没有谁能够不让这样属灵的眼睛能够打开。
But one day, the Holy Spirit teach us.
但是我们知道有一天圣灵教导了我们。
And we are able to see.
我们就能够看见。
And this is the moment what I call regeneration or born again.
这就是我们所说的重生的这样一个过程。
Now I must point out that the touch of the Holy Spirit precedes our faith.
但是我必须要指出的是。圣灵的触摸是在我们的信心之前。
Although born again and faith are happen at the same time.
就像说重生和信心是同时发生的。
But from the cause effect point of view, the touch of the Holy Spirit comes first.
但是如果从这个起因和结果这个观点来说，我们可以知道圣灵的触摸是先发生的。
And this is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
And no man can boast about that.
没有任何人可以来夸口的。
And after we are regenerated or born again, then we are transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God.
当我们真的是重生了以后，我们就从黑暗的国度当中能够换到一个光明的国度当中。
Now at this moment, a blind man has a vision, but his vision is blurred.
在那个时候，我们看到这个瞎子他瞎眼的可以看见了，但是他的视力还很模糊。
But Jesus.Has not finished with him.
但是耶稣他的工作还没有完。
Jesus touched him for the second time.
耶稣又再一次的来触摸了他。
And then the blind man said, "I can see now."
这个瞎人说啊，我现在可以看得很清楚。
My sight is fully restored.
我的眼睛已经完全的复原。
And I can see everything clearly.
样样都看得清楚。
And things that were blur, and now come into sharp focus.
以前看的是模糊的，现在却非常的清晰。
And I can distinguish from trees and people.
我也可以来分辨什么是树，什么是人。
And I can tell whether the man are standing or walking.
我也可以看到人他是站立的还是行走。
And I can discern whether it's a short man or tall man.
我也可以看到是一个高个子的人还是一个矮个子的人。
Fat man or thin man.
是一个胖子还是一个。
Young man or old man.
是一个老的还是年轻的。
Whether the face is wrinkled or just as smooth as a baby.
他是有一个满脸皱纹的老人呢，还是一个脸上光滑像婴儿一样的人？
So this is what we call the regeneration.
这就是我们所说的重生。
Now one thing I would like to point out, since many brothers and sisters, two brothers and sisters about to be baptized, and they say, although all these are the grace of God, but we have a human responsibility.
既然我们有两位弟兄姐妹要受洗，所以我必须要指出，虽说这一切都是神的恩典，但是其中也有我们人的责任。
Because you said can be saved, you must first realize that you are lost.
如果你要被拯救的话，你首先你要能够意识到你是失散的。
Before you are forgiven, you must realize that you are sin. Sinner.
你在得到所有的饶恕之前，你首先要知道自己是罪人。
Before you are converted, you must be convinced that you are going the wrong way.
当你被拯救之前的话，你要知道你曾经是走的是一个错误的道路。
Before your blind eye can see, you must first realize that you are blind.
当你知道说你的瞎眼你可以看见的时候，你必须事先知道你曾经是瞎眼的。
So for this blind man, in the past, he has to run his finger through other people's face in order to tell who he is.
那以前的话，如果这个瞎人他要能够知道是谁的话，他必须用他的手去触摸人才能够知道是谁。
But now he can put his two hands in the pocket and still can tell who this man or woman is in front of him.
但是现在他可以看见，他的手可以放在他的口袋中，他还可以同样的可以认出站在他前面的人到底是谁。
Alas, the first face he see was the face of Christ.
是他最开始最后看的，他最先看到的。面目是主耶稣的面目。
This is the beginning of the blessed vision.
这就是主给他的一个祝福。
Now the second touch signifies the transformation of life and also the process of sanctification.
主耶稣给他的第二个的触摸所代表的就是他一个成圣的过程。
All those who are born again in Christ have a very thick cataract in their eyes.
我看到所有的这些所有的这些得拯救的人，他眼中都看不清楚。刚开始
，This was due to the remnant of the old self in his life.
因为在我们每一个人的身上都有老我的存在。
And this is why they see people like trees.
这就是为什么他刚开始看到人的时候就好像看到树一样。
This is why the spiritual vision is not sharp.
这就是为什么他属灵的眼睛并不清晰 明亮。
But as Jesus touched this man,
但是当主耶稣在这来触摸他的时候，
and the scales, the cataract was removed.
他眼上的那个灵就掉了。
Now in our life, we need Jesus' second touch.
所以在我们生活当生命当中，我们需要主耶稣的再一次的触摸。
We may need a second or third or maybe the 100th touch by our Lord Jesus.
也许我们不只是需要第二次、第三次的触摸，可能我们需要第四次、第五次或者成百次的触摸。
But on the day we die, our vision is improved, but still not 100% perfect.
我想当我们离开这个世界上的时候，我们的属灵的眼睛可以更加的清楚，但是还不是百分之百的明亮。
But under the tremendous grace of God, we are glorified.
但是因为主耶稣他的恩典，所以我们还是能够成圣。
And this is called in the Bible glorification.
而且我们还是可以得荣耀。
And in the Middle Age, it is called this beatific vision. That means the vision is holy and blessed.
这在中世纪的时候，这叫做是一个圣洁的、被神所祝福的这样的一个属灵的眼睛。
And during the time of glorification and Christ's beatitude will be fulfilled.
当我们在能够得到我们从荣耀的时候，神的旨意可以得到成就。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
那些清心的人，他们有福了，他们愿可以见到神的面。
Now transformation is unique to Christianity.
我们知道这个生命的改变对基督教来说，基督徒来说是一个特别的改变。
Because we have a beginning and we have a goal.
因为我们有一个起始，我们也有一个终极的目标。
But the other worldview are different.
但是其他的宗教却是不一样的。
Aristotle's cosmic view is circular.
亚里士多德他的宇宙的这个观念，它是一个循环的一个轮回的。
Buddhism's reincarnation is circular.
那像佛教的这个循环的，它也是一个属世的。
This view is unlivable.
这样的观点是没有办法，是这样的观点是可以生活的，我们可以。
Because they are not correspond to reality.
这样的观点是没有办法活出来的，因为它不跟任何的事实没有关联。
But our journey start in born again and ended at glorification.
但是我们的人的我们的生命，基督徒的我们生命。我们从重生开始，我们最后会得到荣耀。
And during this journey, we sometimes gain ground and sometimes we backslide.
在这样的一个过程当中，我们有些时候我们是往前进步，有些时候我们也会有遇到挫折。
We can gain ground by reading the Bible, by praying to God, by serving Jesus in the church, and by worship, and by evangelism.
当我们在读圣经的时候，当我们和神祷告的时候。当我们在教会参加所有的敬拜赞美，我们来服侍神的时候，我们就在我们的属灵生命上，我们可以往前进。
But sometimes we are lazy, and then we are backslidden.
但是有时候，也许因为我们的懒惰的原因，我们也可能会跌倒。
But the most comforting thing is throughout this journey, from beginning to the end, Jesus hold our hands.
但是我想，最让我们感到感动的是，在我们整个这一人生的过程当中，主耶稣他一直都牵着我们的手。
And during this journey, the cloudiness of a spiritual eye removed gradually.
而且在这个整个的这样一个过程当中，我们眼睛当中那模糊的会逐渐的变得更加的清晰。
So one thing very fascinating is no other book has been written for many language and for many people and cultures as the Bible itself.
我们都知道圣经是被用最多的语言来写的一本书。
But right after the Bible, in terms of the volume of publication, is a book written by 17th century man whose name is John Bunyan.
那在这个圣经
之后 John Bunyan.
在圣经之后，另外一本写的最多的书的话，是约翰，叫约翰班扬他所写的一本书。
And the title of this book is Pilgrim Progress.
那这本书是在17世纪写的，这本书的名字叫《天路历程》。
And I enjoy reading this book because I enjoy those ancient English.
我非常喜欢读这本书，又很喜欢中世纪的时候那些英文。
And the main character of this book is a pilgrim by the name Christian.
那在这本书中，它的主要的一个主人公的话，是一个朝圣者，他的名字叫基督徒。
And this man carry a heavy bag. And inside the bag was the sin of pride, slothfulness, and dishonesty, and lust. And because of the luggage, his journey was slow and cumbersome. And one day he came to the pond and he behold a cross in front of him. And he looked up on the cross, all of a sudden, for no reason, the baggage was slipped away from his shoulder. And he received a calling and continued on his journey. But during this journey, he faced many, many obstacles at every turn. And those are the fiery ordeals. And including temptations and tribulation. And many pitfalls stand in his way. And these obstacles was personified by a very outlandish names of people and places. And this Christian, who called himself a pilgrim, oftentimes faced spiritual battles. And he battled against the world, against the devil, and against the flesh. But the pilgrim said, I know two truths. And first one, I'm a pilgrim. And I'm merely a sojourner on this earth. And secondly, even though I fail many times in my life, but I make progress. Do you know why the net result he still make progress? First of all, because Jesus holds his hand. And secondly, his life is a transformed life. And the Holy Spirit consistently helping him. And then he realized he's a pilgrim. In the same way, we Christians today are pilgrims. Do you know what a pilgrim
means?
First, we have to understand the opposite of pilgrim. The worldview that opposite to the pilgrim is called secularism. Now, secularism means we believe that we are living in a closed system. And they do not believe there's a transcendent intervention in their life. And also, they believe life is meaningless. And they also believe that after death, there will be no judgment. To sum it all, here and now, without eternity in view. So that, on the other hand, a pilgrim's life is totally different. And we travel to strange places. And we're always on the move. And if you still don't understand, look at those missionaries. And in the Old Testament, and we talk about the Hebrews are semi-nomads. And never feel at home in this world. And life is always in a risky frontier. And the water we drink is a living water. And we never drink the water that are stagnant. And then we know there's a person by the name of Abraham. And he's the father of the faith. And he's an example for us to follow because he searched for a better country whose builder and maker is God. And after all, our journey is a journey of faith. But I must point out here that our faith must be substantiated by our good deed. But we are not accepted by God because of our good deed. Jesus accepts us as we are now. But he loved us so much that after he accepted us, he liked to transform us to a better person. So therefore, I'd like to repeat what I said many times. Jesus come not to make a bad man good, but a dead man live. Now, why Jesus spit on this blind man's face? And the Bible didn't say. And I can speculate many, many ways. But because the Bible didn't say, I don't want to talk about it. But one thing I'm sure, this man made well is not because of the spit. In the same way, the baptismal water is not the thing, the element that make you safe. Baptism is a sign of obedience. It is the living water that makes me alive. And baptism also points as a sign to the fact that the Holy Spirit indwells in our heart. And then the experiences of rebirth may differ from one person to another. I came to Jesus when I was 34, by the way. I don't remember what date. And the only thing I remember was the Easter of
1977.
And my wife and my daughter and my son, they come to Jesus when they were teenagers. My granddaughter Grace believed in Jesus when she was 11. And Sarah at the age of 9. And a few months ago, I attended their baptism ceremony. And their testimony was very short, but I found out it's theologically sound. And as grandparents, we're proud of them. And the interesting thing is, on the same day, there were a 90-year-old couple and baptized. And I also heard there were kids as young as 3 years old believe in Jesus. And And our Lord has His own timing.
我想我们的主他有他自己的时间。
And it's all under His sovereign control.
完全得在他的主权控制之下。
And Billy Graham met Jesus at a gathering held by Mordecai Ham.
Billy Graham 在他在于那地方的认识的主耶稣。
Mordecai Ham 是个大牧师 ，OK。And then his wife Ruth Graham could not pinpoint with 5 years the date of her conversion.
但是我看到他的太太的话，在五年内，他并不知道具体是什么时候接受主耶稣的。
And their son Franklin Graham come to faith from a life of righteous, riotous and unbridled wildness.
他的儿子是，
他的 Franklin 就是一个浪子回头一样。And then, when we receive Christ, the outward expression may be different. And some people may have a sudden supernatural dramatic experiences. And some people cannot name the day and time when they believe in Jesus, and their experiences is much less dramatic. Now, for those who have a dramatic experience, should not criticize, and those should not suspicious those who have less dramatic experiences. And those who have a less dramatic experience should not question the emotional stability of those who have very dramatic experiences. Some people cry when they receive Jesus. But some people are very joyful when they receive Jesus. And then C.S. Lewis has a very unique experience. And his prayer, he said, when he received Jesus on the night, he was the one who was very reluctant, kicking and screaming into the kingdom of God in all England. Now, baptism is not a condition for salvation. But it's a sign that points to obedience. And we know that obedience pleases our Lord Jesus. And baptism also points to a covenant that we are going to witness in a few moments. It signifies that Christ voluntarily make a covenant with the children. And baptism is also a sign for identification. As a sinner, we stand on the platform of justification, then Jesus identify with us. And as a forgiven person, we identify Jesus' death and resurrection as our own. As a result, not only our sin is forgiven, but we also have an eternal life. And baptism is also a testimony to God, to the devil, and to the world. And one important thing you ought to remember is water baptism is really a sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You not become a Christian because you are baptized. You are baptized because you have already been a Christian.
我们接受洗礼是因为其实我们已经接受主耶稣基督成为基督徒。
Because Christ through the Holy Spirit has touched you for the second time.
我知道，因为基督他也通过圣灵已经再次触摸了你。
And then baptism is also the sign of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我知道圣我知道洗礼也代表了圣灵内住在我们的心中。
When you emerge in the water, in effect, you're saying that I'm blind, and now Jesus.Give me a first touch.
当我们从水里我们从水里出来的时候，代表主耶稣他已经触摸了我们，能够让我们有属灵的视力。
And when Jesus touch us, we immediately recover our vision.
当我们主耶稣他用了手来触摸我们的时候，我们就可以属灵的眼睛就可以看见。
And then during our pilgrimage, Jesus hold our hand and continue to touch us.The second time, the third time, and the fourth time, until we see him again.
在我们过我们属灵的生命当中，在我们走天路的历程当中，主耶稣他牵着我们的手，他第二次、第三次、多次的触摸我们，能够知道我们再见他的面。
And I'm in closing, I'm going to tell you a story.
在最后结束之前，我要给大家来讲这样一个故事。
And there was a rich man who has a big house and also have a huge art gallery.
有一个很富有的一个富人。
And he also has a terrific son. And this son would go out every day, and one day he met a beggar on the street. And somehow he befriended with this beggar. And from that day on, they see each other every day. And the son will tell the beggar about his father's business. And the huge house. And also the paintings. But somehow, this son stopped coming for a few days. And the beggar was wondering, how come I don't see him for so long? And after he did some investigation, he discovered that this young man died already. And the beggar was very sad. He go to the garbage can and pick up some paper.And then get some crayons and begin to draw a portrait of this young man. And then he took the picture to the watchman of the big house. And tell the doorman that I like the son and then I would like to give this portrait to his father.And this doorman pretty much amused. And then, And then he hold on to the picture. Until one morning, the boss coming out with his luxury car and through the gate. And then he handed the picture to the rich man. And nothing happened for many years. And many years later, this rich man died. And his relative decided to auction all the paintings. And the beggar somehow threw away his old garment and then found a little bit decent one and tried to squeeze through the crowd and into the big house. And as he walked along the long hallway, and then he entered into the gallery.
当他在进入这个拍卖场时，他看到那个两边有很有
And then he saw his own picture hanging right there with all the beautiful picture of the great masters. And then a few minutes later, the auctioneer came in. And holding a magnifier. And studied all the details and checked the authenticity of every painting. And then the auctioneer said, okay, we can begin. And they pung his gravel on the table. Bang! Everybody say, okay, okay, good, good, good. And then before the auction start, the auctioneer opened up an envelope to read the will. And they discovered this rich man wrote in this way. It says, the portrait of my son is the first one to be auctioned. And all the customer moan and groan and then don't know what to do with it. And nobody want to bid on this picture. And then the beggar take few cents from his pocket. And then he want to buy this picture, his own picture. And the gravel bang again. Any counter offer? No counter offer. So the beggar took his picture and began to walk out. And then everybody are waiting for the bidding to take place again. And the auctioneer shouted to the beggar. It's a way, there's a second condition. And then begin to read. Whoever bids on my son's portrait gets the whole gallery. So today, if you have a Jesus, the Son of God, and the Bible says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God not have life. So I'm going to congratulate those who make the decision for Christ and willing to be baptized. Because you are the richest man in the whole universe. Because you are Jesus. Now for those who have not made up your mind to receive in Jesus, and this is the moment for you to accept Jesus. And you don't have to be good that Jesus will receive you. And all you have to do, just come as you are in the presence of our Lord Jesus. Then you will be safe. And Jesus promised to hold your hand and walk your way to eternity. And you can see Jesus face to face. This is the blessed vision. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your tender touch make us a new person, but you never stop right there. You continue to touch us one and two and second time, four times in order to mold us, in order to make us in conformity of your image. 能够让我们更像你。 If we have you, we have everything. We thank you for this promise. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.